CQ, CQ, CQ. Calling all radio amateurs and listeners, this is GB2RS, the news broadcasting service of the Radio Society of Great Britain. This broadcast comes to you from amateur radio station G4TRN, located in Bristol, and transmitting on 145.525 MHz. Thank you for joining us. It's Sunday, the 2nd of February, 2025, and here is the GB2RS news broadcast prepared by the RSGB and intended for all radio amateurs and listeners. This bulletin is also available on the RSGB website at rsgb.org, where you will find links to groups and organisations that may be mentioned in this broadcast. The news headlines. The RSGB's Tonight at 8 webinar tomorrow will focus on fault finding and basic electronics in construction projects. Peter Bowyer, G4MJS, is to take on a new role as RSGB Board Vice Chair. Don't forget to keep track of the RSGB's strategy updates. Tomorrow's Tonight at 8 webinar will help you navigate basic fault finding and electronics within your construction projects. Lee Aldridge, G4EJB, will use his many years of experience of working in telecoms and electronics to help you understand what to do when you've built a project, but it doesn't work. Go to rsgb.org/webinars to find out more. Join the presentation live on the RSGB YouTube channel or special BATC channel and ask questions via the live chat. You can also read more from Lee in the latest edition of RADCOM Basics on pages 16 to 24. The RSGB has announced that Peter Bowyer, G4MJS, is to take on the new role of RSGB Board Vice Chair. The current board chair, Stuart Bryant, G3YSX, said that the role of RSGB board chair has always been a busy one, and as the RSGB has taken on more commitments, the demands of this position have continually grown. Being able to share those duties is in the best interest of both the society and the incumbent, and he is grateful to Peter for volunteering for this new role. Contact details for Peter and other RSGB board directors are on the RSGB website at rsgb.org/BravoOscarAlphaRomeoDelta. As we start a new year, the RSGB would like to highlight that it shares regular updates on its strategy both in RADCOM and online. The latest update by General Manager Steve Thomas, M1ACB, reflects on the year ahead and discusses how best the Society might achieve a clear direction for 2025. Read this and previous strategic updates on the RSGB website at rsgb.org/strategy-updates. The RSGB exams team is pleased to announce publication of a revised version of Syllabus version 1.6. This update is known as version 1.6B. The revisions address feedback received from the community since the publication of version 1.6A. The companion document summarises the changes made to the syllabus, which include moving some material from licensing in Section 1 to the more appropriate section, Section 7, which focuses on operating. There are no significant changes to the number and content of learning points. Version 1.6B will be in effect for exams held from the 1st of April 2025. The RSGB's weekly news broadcast, GB2RS, is celebrating its 70th anniversary this year. As part of the celebrations, special callsign Golf Bravo 70 Romeo Sierra is active throughout the year. The callsign is being operated by radio amateurs who help to deliver GB2RS each week and could include news readers and RSGB headquarters staff. You can listen out for operators on all modes and all bands, with activity taking place at any time, though you are particularly likely to hear them before and after the GB2RS news broadcast. Find out more via the GB70RS page at qrz.com. If you'd like to learn more about the weekly news service and other celebratory activity taking place this year, watch January's Tonight at 8 webinar, which is available on the Society's YouTube channel. The January 2025 edition of RADCOM Basics is now available on the RSTB website for members to read. RADCOM Basics is aimed at new licensees and amateurs who want to refresh their skills and knowledge. Among others, this edition includes articles that provide advice on constructing a kit, options for installing a suitable 40-meter band antenna in a small garden, and a discussion on what you need to power a portable station. To read RADCOM Basics, visit rsgb.org/radcom-basics. RSGB headquarters will be closing at 12 p.m. on Friday the 7th of February, as RSGB staff will be attending the funeral of their colleague Gillian Cool. To allow time for preparation of the GB2RS news script, the deadline for the GB2RS news broadcast on Sunday the 9th has been brought forward. Please send details of all your news and events to radcom@rsgb.org.uk by 10 a.m. on Wednesday, the 5th of February. And now for details of rallies and events. On Sunday, the 9th of February, the Mid Cheshire Amateur Radio Society Radioactive Fair will take place at Nantwich Civic Hall, Market Street, Nantwich, Cheshire, CW5 5DG. The doors will be open from 10 a.m. till 3 p.m. and admission will be £5. Hot food, refreshments and free car parking will be available. For more information, contact Patrick 20VGF via info@radioactivefair.co.uk. The Red Rose Winter Rally is due to take place on Sunday the 23rd of February from 10 a.m. at Mather Hall, Mather Lane, Lee, Lancashire. WN72PJ. Please note that the maximum number of 5-foot tables per trader has been reduced from 6 to 5, and a brighter note, the price remains as it has been for several years at £10 per table. For more information, visit whiskeymikeromeocharlie.co.uk. The Lagan Valley Amateur Radio Society Annual Rally will take place on Saturday the 1st of March at Hillsborough Village Centre, 7 Ballinahinch Road, BT26 6AR. The doors open at 10:30 a.m. For more details, visit LimaVictorAlfaRomeoSierra.UniformKilo.UK. Now the special event news. Special call sign Hotel Bravo 20 Sierra Oscar Tango Alpha is in use throughout 2025 by the Swiss SOTA Group to celebrate its 20th anniversary. For more information and to read details of a certificate that is available for working the station, visit tinyurl.com/HotelBravo20SierraOscarTangoAlpha. Special call sign Oscar Foxtrot 60 Alpha Papa is in use throughout 2025 by members of Central USEMA Radio Amateurs Association, OH2AP. The station is operating to celebrate the club's 60th anniversary. QSLVAR Club Logs OQRS. For details of a certificate that is available for working the station, visit tinyurl.com/OscarFoxtrot60AlphaPapa2025. Now the DX news. Giovanni IZ2DPX is active from Zulu Delta 7 Delta Papa X-ray, St Helena Island, AF022 until tomorrow, 3rd of February. He's offering SSV and digital modes on the HF bands, QSL via Clublog's OQRS or direct to IK2DUW. Aldir PY1SID is active as 8 Romeo 1 Tango Mike from Georgetown, Guyana, until the 8th of February. He's offering CW, SSD and digital modes across a variety of bands and via satellite. QSL via Logbook of the World, EQSL, QRZ.com or direct to Aldir's home call. Now the contest news. Today, the RSGB 432 Megs Affiliated Societies contest runs from 0900 to 1300 UTC using all modes on the 77's band, the exchange's signal report, serial number and locator. Tomorrow, that's the 3rd, the RSGB 80 meter Club Championship runs from 2000 to 2130 UTC using SSB on the 80 meter band, the exchange's signal report and serial number. On Tuesday the 4th, the RSGB 144 megs FM activity contest runs from 1900 to 1955 UTC using FM on the 2-meter band, the exchange's signal report, serial number and locator. And also on Tuesday, the RSGB 144 megs UK activity contest runs from 2000 to 2230 UTC using all modes on the 2-meter band, the exchange's signal report, serial number and locator. On Wednesday the 5th, the RSGB 144 megs FT8 activity 4-hour contest runs from 1700 till 2100 UTC using FT8 on the 2-meter band, the exchange's report and 4-character locator. Also on Wednesday the 5th, the RSGB 144 megs FT8 activity 2-hour contest runs from 1900 to 2100 UTC using FT8 on the 2-meter band, the exchange's report and 4-character locator. Stations entering the 4-hour contest may also enter the 2-hour contest. On Wednesday the 5th, the United Kingdom and Ireland Contest Club 80-meter contest runs from 2000 to 2100 UTC using SSB on the 80-meter band, the exchange's your 6-character locator. On Saturday the 8th, the Worked All Britain 1.8 megs phone contest runs from 1900 to 2359 UTC using SSB on the 160-meter band, the exchange's signal report, serial number and Worked All Britain area. Also on Saturday the 8th, the RSGB 1.8 megs contest runs from 2000 to 2300 UTC using CW and SSB on the 160-meter band, the exchange's signal report and serial number. The CQ Worldwide WPX RITI contest starts at 0 hours UTC on Saturday the 8th of February and runs until 2359 UTC on Sunday the 9th of February. Using RITI on the 80 to 10 meter bands where contests are permitted, the exchange's signal report and serial number. And finally, the PACC contest starts at 1200 UTC on Saturday the 8th of February and runs until 1200 UTC on Sunday the 9th of February using CW and SSB on the 160 to 10 meter bands where contests are permitted, the exchange's signal report and serial number. PA stations also send their province. This is GB2RS from amateur radio station G4TRN, located in Bristol. Now the radio propagation report compiled by G0KYA, G3YLA and G4BAO on Thursday, the 30th of January, 2025. Last week was pretty unremarkable as far as the sun goes, but it looks like that's about to change. The 7 days preceding Thursday the 30th were characterized by reasonably settled geomagnetic conditions, with a maximum KP index of 3.67 and a solar flux index that fell from 205 on the 24th to the 170s by the 30th. During this period, there had only been 4 M-class solar flares and no X-class events. Over the next few days, things could change. 2 large coronal holes near the sun's equator threaten to upset the quiet conditions. As the solar material flows out, it could cause the KP index to rise, perhaps to 4, with reduced maximum usable frequencies and noisy conditions. But this will depend upon its associated BZ, or interplanetary magnetic field. If it's south-pointing, it will couple more easily with the Earth's magnetic field, allowing plasma to flow in, and the KP index will rise. However, if it's north-facing, we may see very little effect at all. So, keep an eye on solarham.com for real-time updates and look for increased solar wind speed as the main indicator of the approaching solar material. If the BZ does point south, we may expect unsettled conditions and possible aurora today. Meanwhile, 3 sunspot groups are rotating into an Earth-facing position in the northern hemisphere on the eastern side of the Sun. We've already seen an M-class flare from one of them. These could boost the solar flux index, but could also be a source of solar flares and coronal mass ejections over the coming week. Strangely, NOAA does not seem to think they will, as its predicted solar flux index over the next 7 days is in the 150 to 160s range. It does agree with our prediction of unsettled geomagnetic conditions, although with a projected KP index of 5 today, falling to 4 over the next 3 days. We will just have to wait and see. Meanwhile, the maximum usable frequencies over a 3,000-kilometer path are still exceeding 28 MHz from around 0830 to 1600 UTC. As the month moves on, we can expect the amount of daylight to increase, so this period may be extended. Make the most of 160 and 80 meters as the optimum time for these bands has now passed. And now the VHF and up propagation news from G3YLA and G4BAO. The tail end of the previous week saw a few weak weather features as lows and a front brushed past. However, from this first weekend of February, there will be a trend to higher pressure, which will offer up some tropical opportunities at times during the coming week. There's a chance of the occasional decaying front drifting down the country, but for most of the next week, it will be a tropo story, if anything. 50 megs has been quiet again as we await the return of maybe the last spring equinox-style propagation of this cycle around mid-March. Meteor scatter is once again mostly down to random activity, although there is one minor shower, the Capricornis Sagittarius, which peaked yesterday, Saturday the 1st. Rain scatter may be somewhat rarer due to the mainly high pressure pattern. Some aurora propagation is not without hope in view of the large coronal hole which crossed the sun last week. Keep a lookout for high KP values and keep an ear open for watery signals on the LF bands as a good sign of potential activity on the higher bands. Moon declination goes positive again today, the 2nd, with perigee having passed late yesterday. This means that the upcoming week will be good for EME. This is especially true on the gigahertz bands if you have a clear view of the horizon. 144 megs sky noise is low, rising to moderate next weekend. And one final note, there have been some access problems with the data feeds for the PropQuest website. Hopefully these are temporary and have fixed themselves by the time you hear this broadcast. The other data plots, such as jet stream charts, should continue to update, so there's plenty to look at on the other pages. And that's all from the propagation team this week. Next, the local news. Please note that details of all RSDB affiliated clubs and societies can be found on the RSDB website. That includes email addresses and website links where known. So this is new news for the Southwest, as covered by the local repeaters, and all of Wales, because this is going out on 80 metres as well. Starting with the Southwest. On Tuesday, Blackmore Vale Amateur Radio Society is meeting at the new Remembrance Hall, SP70PL, from 7:30pm. Gordano Amateur Radio Club meets on the fourth Wednesday of each month from 8pm at The Ship, 310 Down Road, Portishead, North Somerset, BS208JT. Isle of Avalon Amateur Radio Club meets on Fridays at Ivor's Paddock from 6pm. The Jersey Amateur Radio Society Club Room is now open on Friday evenings from 8pm. North Bristol Amateur Radio Club meets every Friday at Page Community Association, Page Road, Staple Hill, Bristol, BS164NE. Meetings start at 7pm and talks start at 8pm. The club welcomes all, members and non-members. Contact is via nbarc.org.uk or Dave, G7BYN, on 07533933831. Shirehampton Amateur Radio Club. On Friday, members will be listening to a presentation entitled Life as a Radio Officer by John, G4DVV. Contact is via shirehampton-alpharomeocharlie.org.uk. Taunton and District Amateur Radio Club is meeting in the town centre from 7:30pm on Tuesday. Thornbury and South Gloucestershire Amateur Radio Club meets every Wednesday from 7:30pm at the Chantry, Thornbury. This Wednesday, that's the 5th, Rex G4RAE will be giving a talk entitled How I Became an Amateur Radio Operator. On Monday, Western Supermare Radio Society is meeting at Western Supermare Social Club from 7:30pm. Gloucester Amateur Radio and Electronic Society. On Monday, members will be listening to a presentation entitled The Story Behind QSL Cards by Brian, G4CIB. In Wales, the next meeting of Aberdeer and District Amateur Radio Society will be held on Friday the 14th of February at Herwine YMCA Hall, CF449RB, from 6pm. Eberkenfig and District Amateur Radio Club has its weekly meeting on Wednesday from 7pm at Tondi Railway Club, Station Approach, Bridge End. On Tuesday, Barry Amateur Radio Society is meeting from 7:30pm. Carmarthen Amateur Radio Society is holding a 15-metre antenna building evening from 6:30pm on the 4th of February in preparation for the forthcoming Region 6 and 7 15-metres QSO Challenge Month of March. Chepstow and District Amateur Radio Society meets on the 2nd and 3rd Tuesday of the month from 7:30pm in the Scout Hut next to the British Legion on Grahamstown Road, Sedbury, Chepstow, NP16 7AD. Cwmbran and District Amateur Radio Society has a club night every Wednesday from 7 until 9pm at Henthliss Village Hall, NP44 6JZ. Highfields Amateur Radio Club meets at Rubina Recreation Club, Sonnydale, Cardiff, CF14 6EA at 7pm every Tuesday. Rhondda Amateur Radio Society meets at Ystrad Rhondda Sports Centre, CF41 7SY on Tuesdays. The next meeting of Rhyl and District Amateur Radio Club will take place on Wednesday the 5th of February at 7:30pm at the Rhyl Yacht Club building, Kimmel Bay, Rhyl. On Tuesday, St. Tibby Amateur Radio Society is meeting at the Portable Cabin, adjacent to Sarin Hall, SA18 3LN. And finally, Usk Side Amateur Radio Club meets every Tuesday from 7 until 9pm at the High Cross Community Hall, Church Close, Rogerston, Newport, NP10, 9SH. And that sounds like a new venue to me. That ends this week's GB2RS news broadcast, brought to you by John, G4TRN. It is compiled by the Radio Society of Great Britain, which represents amateur radio and radio amateurs within the United Kingdom and internationally. News items for GB2RS, Radcom magazine and the RSTB website should be sent to the editorial team as far in advance as possible by email to radcom@rsgb.org.uk. The deadline this week is 10 a.m. on Wednesday. The usual deadline is on a Thursday. The RSGB retains the copyright of the material transmitted. Information about amateur radio can be found at our website, rsgb.org. The full schedule of GB2RS broadcasts can be downloaded from rsgb.org/GB2RS schedule. GB2RS is not licensed for two-way communication, but calls will be welcomed after close down under the call sign Golf 4 Tango Romeo November. So until next Sunday, 7-3, have a good week from the GB2RS news team.